الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر، وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. رواه البخاري رحمه الله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, you know, we were talking about the arrival of Ramadan. Now we are talking about the departure of Ramadan. We have already lost, you can say, in one sense, we have already lost 2/3 of the month of Ramadan. We have, from last night, we have entered into the last ashara and the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are very, very fortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the month of Ramadan, gave us 20 days in the month of Ramadan, and we make dua inshaAllah. Allah ta'ala will not only give us the remaining 10 days, Allah will give us Eid, and then the true Eid, which is in the hereafter, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam said, لِلصَّائِمِ farhatan. For the fasting person, there are two occasions of happiness. One at the time of iftar, you have so much to eat. You are spoiled for choice. At the time of iftar, we should be remembering our brothers and sisters in Gaza who have absolutely nothing, maybe not even a loaf of bread. So at least try and remember them. Okay, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At every morsel, we should be saying, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. We don't have to go to search for our iftar. We get it, mashallah, in an honorable manner. On our dastarkhan, may Allah reward our women, mashallah, who prepare the iftar for us. So inshallah, number one, we say that at the time of iftar. But now, we are now going into the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Now, what is unique about the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan? This last 10 days compared to the first 20 days of Ramadan are unique. Why are they unique? Because of two ibadat. Number one, because of Laylatul Qadr. And number two, because of i'tikaf. You can't do this i'tikaf, you know, mashallah, the one that we do in the month of Ramadan, you can't do it outside the month of Ramadan. You can never do it. Laylatul Qadr, you are never going to get. So maybe farz fast you can keep outside the month of Ramadan if you missed it. But Laylatul Qadr, you only going to get in the month of Ramadan, number one. And number two, i'tikaf, this particular i'tikaf, you'll only get in the month of Ramadan. This is why the ulama, you know, they are, mashallah, some people like Allama Ibn Taymiyyah and many others, they have compared the last 10 nights of Ramadan compared to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. You know, Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam said there is no greater days for ibadah than the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So there is a comparison. There is a big comparison between the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and the last 10 nights of Ramadan. What are the comparisons? You have one farz there. You have one farz here. There you have Hajj. Here you have Sawm. There you have the day of Arafat. Here you have the night of Qadr. There you have Qurbani. Here you have Sadaqatul Fitr. There you have Eid al-Fitr. Sorry, there you have Eid al-Adha. Here you have Eid al-Fitr. So this is why Allama Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he comes to the conclusion. And mashallah, you know, these are amazing individuals. Allama Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, passed away in 728 Hijri. 728 Hijri. So he's one of the great scholars from the 7th, 8th century of Islam. And he spent some time towards the latter part of his life in jail. Some of the, you know, latter part, approximately 2 years of his life, he spent in jail. Like Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah, the great Imam, he spent some time in jail. Why? Because of the masala that he said, that Quran is the speech of Allah. It's not the created word of Allah. The Mu'tazilites and the rationalists in the time of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, they raised this situation of the Quran is the created word of Allah. Now, if Quran becomes a created word of Allah, then that means it's a creation of Allah. If it's a creation of Allah, then the Quran says, "Kullu man alayha fan." Everything that is on the surface of the earth, everything that is created by Allah, is to perish. So that means the speech of Allah will also perish. That means there will come a time, na'udhu billah, where Allah will exist, but He will become mute, na'udhu billah. He won't be able to speak. Because you're saying the Quran is the created word of Allah. And anything created will perish. Khair inshallah. So we are now entering into the last 10 days of Ramadan. Allama ibn Taymiyyah, he comes to the conclusion. He says, the conclusion, mashallah, you are right and you are right. You know, there's two lawyers. And who are taking Ramadan to court, and one is taking Hajj to court. One is taking the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah to court, and the other one is taking the last 10 nights to court. So now the judge says, the faisala is simple. The ruling is simple. In terms of the days, the best days are the days of Dhul Hijjah. In terms of the nights of Dhul Hijjah, they are the greatest. And there is nothing better than that. Now, inshallah, some guidelines. From last night, was the 21st night of Ramadan. Some guidelines that we can follow, inshallah. Number one, point number one. Make sure you realize Laylatul Qadr does not start from Isha. It starts from Maghrib. Allama ibn Qudama, the great Hanbali scholar, he used to mention a beautiful point. Look what he says. He says, even before the arrival of Isha, how many people have already ruined their Laylatul Qadr? Why? Because Laylatul Qadr started from when? From Maghrib. It starts from Maghrib. Because it starts from Maghrib, how many times we make a comment on the dastarkhan, on the tablecloth? We get into conversation, we backbite. Sometimes we gossip, sometimes we slander another individual. Before we know it, we have already ruined our entire Laylatul Qadr. So the first thing that we need to realize, start your ibadat from the beginning of Maghrib. Start your ibadat from the beginning of Maghrib. Ibadat does not start from the time of Isha. So this is the first point, inshallah, that we need to remember. Inshallah, this is point number one. So now, inshallah, we are looking at Friday night. So now we're looking at Sunday night, and then Tuesday night, and then Thursday night. You know, meaning, just make sure you... The night on Friday, and then it'll be Saturday, Sunday, and then it'll be Tuesday. Inshallah, just have a look at what days, okay, these nights come. 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. So the first thing, inshallah, we remember, you must avoid sin from Maghrib. In fact, I'm going to rephrase that. You avoid sin the entire day. Why? Why? Because a lot of people think, you know, we will be able to do worship in the night. But if our days are engrossed in sin, our nights will not be correct. Our nights will not be correct. This is a system of Allah. If me and you are going to engross ourselves in haram, then it is not possible an individual will be able to wake up for tahajjud namaz. A person will not be able to wake up for fajr namaz. You know, ask yourselves, alhamdulillah, the barakah of the month of Ramadan, we are able to wake up. Why? Because we have to do an early breakfast. You know why we're waking up for suhoor in the morning? Because we're doing an early breakfast. Sahrika matlab ho gaya, a early breakfast. And mashallah, you know the iftar in the evening is what? A late afternoon meal. Okay, so unfortunately, this is what has become. Okay, so the first thing, inshallah, we must avoid sin. Why? Because if our days are filled with sin, then remember, the nights will not be filled with ibadah. This is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Agar tumhe apni raat ko theek karni hai, to tumhe apna din theek karna padega. You correct your day for Allah ta'ala to correct your night. You know, obviously that also means make sure you are eating halal, you are consuming halal during the course of the day. Then only we will have the tawfiq of ibadat. Imam Al-Qushayri rahimahullah has wrote a kitab. It's called Risala Al-Qushayriya. He says in there, the Sahaba were more particular to make sure that their consumption is halal than tahajjud. Because the Sahaba knew if we consume haram, there is no way Allah will grant us the tawfiq to read tahajjud namaz. So inshallah, remember this. Number one, you must avoid sin every single day of your life. If you commit a sin, because we are humans, we will err. If you commit a sin, no problem, inshallah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. But don't commit a sin on the basis that you have the cure in the form of tawbah. A lot of people say, imagine they commit sin. And then you say, Allah is ghafurur rahim. Allah is tawwab. Allah is ghaffar. But yes, Allah is also shadidul intiqam. Allah is also shadidul iqab. Anyway, so point number one, inshallah, remember, the Quran says, every community that was destroyed based on what? Every community was destroyed based on what? Sin. فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. We grabbed everyone, we seized everyone based on their sin. Based on their sin. So inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, and the way you pass your Ramadan, according to Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Fithani, rahimahullah, Shaykh Ahmed Sarhindi, rahimahullah, used to say, the way you pass your Ramadan, Allah will allow you to pass the days after Ramadan. So we have to correct Ramadan, inshallah, and the entire year will become correct. So number one, inshallah, remember, Laylatul Qadr starts from Maghrib, not from Isha, and not from after Taraweeh. So you must make sure you keep an account of yourself. Okay, you do muhasaba. You do muhasaba before you retire to bed. Did I backbite anyone? If you have backbited anyone, mashallah, pick up the phone. Because you'd rather get the pardon here than get it anywhere else. Because on the day of Qiyamah, you believe me, no one will pardon. Why? Because everyone wants the currency of the hereafter. And the currency of the hereafter is hasanat, your good deeds. So number one, avoid sin. Number two, remember, Laylatul Qadr starts from when? From Maghrib, not from Isha. Point number three. If you can't do anything in terms of ibadat, why? Because you are working and you have to sleep the entire night in order for you to work a 12-hour shift during the day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you barakah in your wealth. You know, just don't ask Allah ta'ala to give you a lot of money. Ask Allah ta'ala to give you barakah. Because barakah will do work. In less money, you will be able to attain a lot of work. So inshallah, you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf was offered in Medina Munawwara, he was empty-handed. In Makkah Mukarramah, he is a billionaire. In Makkah Mukarramah, he's migrated in Medina Munawwara, he's a pauper. He's got absolutely nothing. You know, we call it, ma'indahu fulus. He's got nothing at all. Okay, he's got nothing. So what does he do? He works. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Rabi comes to him and says, Hazrat, you know, don't worry. Okay, Allah Ta'ala has given me a lot of date palms in Medina Munawwara, and I've got two wives. I will divorce one wife, you marry her, and I will give you half of my entire wealth, entire assets. What does he say? Barakallahu laka fi ahlika wa malik. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you barakah in your family, in your wealth. And this is why if someone offers you a loan, someone offers you money, someone gives you money, this is a dua, you should give them back. Barakallahu laka fi ahlika wa malika wa fi hayatika. May Allah grant you barakah in your life. May Allah grant you barakah in your family, in your wealth. Because barakah is everything. When a newly married couple, when they get married, you find the hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi, Imam Abu Dawood. What did Rasulullah alayhi salam say? What dua do you give them? Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma fi khayr. Again, you are giving them dua of barakah. So inshallah, what do? You have to work. You can't stay awake for 3-4 hours in the night. So what are you going to do? No problem. Rasulullah alayhi salam has even made that easy. Hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, in the deen yusr. Our deen is very easy. Deen, you see, if you start from a point, if you start from a very, very low point, and then you're going to say deen is very hard. Okay, but mashallah, if we have some sort of an average understanding of our deen, okay, that we are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to do whatever Allah ta'ala tells me and you, we need to do it. So therefore, we will do it. Khair anyway. So what do you do? The riwayat is mentioned by Imam Muslim. What did Rasulullah salam say? It's from Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain. Rasulullah salam says, just read your Isha Salat with Jama'at. Your Isha Salat with Jama'at, which everyone does. Why? Because we come for Taraweeh. MashaAllah, we are so particular. Taraweeh, which is Sunnah Mu'akkada, we are so insistent. We have to read in the masjid, and we will read behind the imam. But you know, Fajr with Jama'at is much more important. We need to give priority to what is fard. So the hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim is what? Read your Isha Salat with Jama'at. number one, and number two, Fajr with Jama'ah. And you will get the reward of the entire night in Ibadah. So inshallah, what have you got? You've got your Laylatul Qadr. Man Shahid al-Isha, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, a greatest scholar of Islam. And one of the great tabi'een of this ummah. He's the son-in-law of Sayyidina Abu Huraira. The son-in-law of Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib. MashaAllah, you know, when there was a curfew in Medina Munawwara, in Waqi'atul Harra, those individuals who understand tariq, inshallah, you can find Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, in Al-Bidaya wa Al-Nihaya, has quoted Waqi'atul Harra. It's one of the darkest days in the history of Medina Munawwara. You can have a look, inshallah. It happened in 63 AH, when the armies of Yazid ibn Muawiyah came from Sham, and they attacked the people in Medina Munawwara. Medina Munawwara was completely locked down. Was a complete lockdown for 3 days. There was no salat in Masjid Nabawi for 3 days. No azan, nothing at all. In Masjid Nabawi, it was completely locked by the people who came to attack. And na'udhu billah, women, okay, unki chastity wagaira, usko loot liya gaya tha. Women were, you know, maltreated in Medina Munawwara. Khair. At that time, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib got locked in Masjid Nabawi. Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib. He got locked in Masjid Nabawi and he did not come out. Now, he doesn't know because it's everything, you know, he doesn't know what's happening outside. He doesn't know the time. So every salah time, there was a humming voice coming from the blessed grave of the Messenger of Allah. And that was an indication for Sa'id ibn Musayyib, it's time for salah. And then he used to read salah. So this is the caliber of Sa'id ibn Musayyib. Rahimahullah, he's classified as one of the greatest tabi'een of the ummah, alongside Hassan al-Misri, alongside Sa'id ibn Musayyib, and then you got Uwais al-Qarni, and then you got Urwa ibn Zubayr. These are the greatest tabi'een of the ummah. Sa'id ibn Musayyib, rahimahullah, says, "Man shahid al-isha min laylatil qadr, faqad akhada bihazzihi minha." You participate in Salatul Isha with Jama'at behind the Imam in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, inshallah, you have got your portion of Laylatul Qadr. So without fail, everyone, mashallah, the crowd that we have in Fajr, that is the crowd we should have, sorry, the crowd we have in Isha, that is the crowd we should have in Fajr. As it, you know, Sheikh Abdul Wahab, Brother Abdul Wahab, who was a leader in Karachi, in Raiwind. You know what he used to say? You know, you say, Hamari Masjid ka mahol bahut acha hai. We've got a very good atmosphere in our masjid. He says, when you have in Fajr Namaz the same amount of people that you have in Jumu'ah, then you know you've got a good environment in your locality. Jumu'ah mein jitne log hai, itne log agar Fajr mein aa jaye, to samajh lo tumhare yahan ka mahol bahut acha hai. Then your environment is good. So khair inshallah. We were saying in regards to Laylatul Qadr. Now, if you remember, 2 weeks ago, we also highlighted the concept of adhikar. You know, what is better? Is it subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim? Is it subhanallah wa alhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa allahu akbar? Is it alhamdulillah? Is it, you know, la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah, waghira waghira. Specifically, for the nights of Ramadan, for the nights of Ramadan, what are you going to do? For the nights of Ramadan, there is a specific dua that you find. Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma asked the Messenger of Allah, what do I ask Allah? What do I ask Allah if I were to see and realize that today, tonight is Laylatul Qadr? What do I do? Rasulullah did not give it an entire page. Okay, you know, this is a long dua that you need to memorize. MashaAllah, everyone, before you go to Palestine, make sure you try and read the dua of Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik. It's a beautiful dua of Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik. MashaAllah, just now, recently from Forest Gate, a big group went. And MashaAllah, they said, we had to spend some time at the airport, but not a single one of us was sent back to England. Is it why? Because we read dua wa Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. It's a beautiful dua that he said in Anas has taught the ummah, and you will find it inshallah when he read it against the fitna of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. When he read it against Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, inshallah, if anyone wants that dua, you can just message me inshallah and I'll send you the dua. So what is the dua that you read? Allahumma innaka afuun. Oh Allah, you are the innaka afu. You love to pardon. Allahumma innaka afu, you are the pardoner. Tuhibbul afu, you love to pardon. Fa'fu anni, oh Allah, pardon me. You know, Allama Ibn Mulaqqin, rahimahullah. Ibn Mulaqqin, he's a great Shafi'i scholar. He mentions a beautiful point. Look what he says. He mentions a beautiful point. He says, how evil have we come and how far have we moved from the Sharia of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salam. Ask ourselves. ask ourselves, how far have we moved from the Sharia of the Messenger of Allah salam? You believe me. And I'm not exaggerating. 90% of the Ummah is not on Salat punctually 5 times a day. 90%. And that is the main farz of the Muslims. How many people escape Fajr Namaz outside the month of Ramadan? You know, just ask yourselves. We don't need to look at anyone else. Just look into ourselves. Okay, that is a situation with our Salat. Khair in general anyway. So you make this dua, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afoon. So what does Ibn Mulaqqin say? We have moved so far away from deen. And as time will go past, we will go further and further and further away from deen. Today, you tell me what the percentage of the ummah is concerned about the consumption of halal. You believe me? The other day I was in Tesco. And there was an Arab lady. I'm really sorry if there's any Arab brothers here. I'm really sorry. It so happened she was an Arab sister. So I realized because she was speaking in Arabic with her daughter. So I said, sister, you should not be buying from Tesco. This was at a time when it was not certified halal. It just said halal. And wallahu alam, which organization did it? You know what she told me? She quoted to me the ayat from Surah Al-Ma'idah. اليوم أحل لكم الطيبات وطعام الذين أوتوا الكتاب حل لكم. The طعام of أهل الكتاب, the food of أهل الكتاب is halal for you. She said, brother, you say Bismillah and you eat it. You say Bismillah and you eat it. And wallahu alam, I don't know how many people of the ummah are like that. You believe me today. It is not surprising. Wallahi al-azim. I spoke to a Bangladeshi brother in KFC in Makkah Mukarramah. Right outside the haram. And I spoke to him, listen, we got a massive group, we got a big group. They want to come and eat here. We will hold you responsible on the day of Qiyamah if it's haram. You need to tell me. He says, if I tell you, I will lose my job.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahu.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Just in 1 minute, I'll finish, inshallah, and then we'll have the time for sunnah, inshallah. Just to recap, inshallah, make sure Laylatul Qadr starts from Maghrib, number one. Number two, avoid sin during these days. Number three, read Isha and Fajr with Jama'at, and inshallah, you get the reward of the entire night. Rasulullah used to increase his charity in the month of Ramadan. Every single night, if you can, just give £1. Just give £1 if you can, inshallah, every single night. Why? If that is Laylatul Qadr, it will be as if you have spent for 83 years and 4 months every single day. So inshallah, give as much charity as you can. Try and secure your pardon by the end of the month of Ramadan. And how do you do that? You do tawbah, 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 and tawbah. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. And then Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'fu anni. And the last, inshallah, Rasulullah alayhi salam, when the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan used to enter, Rasulullah did 3 things. Number one, Shadda al-mi'zarahu. Rasulullah used to tighten his waist belt. That means Rasulullah did not go to his family In terms of, I'm sure you know what that means. Number one, شد المئزر. Number two, وأحيا ليله. And then Rasulullah used to aliven the night. What does aliven the night mean? Diversify your ibadat. Spend time in dua. Spend time in recitation of the Quran. Imam al-Shafi'i used to finish one complete Quran every single night of the month of Ramadan. So try and read as much as you possibly can. And then inshallah you can diversify in terms of, you spend your time in dua, dua, dua. Don't forget our brothers and sisters in Palestine, inshallah. Read as much as you can for them, inshallah. Make a lot of dua. Yourself read, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen, inshallah. And then give as much charity as you can, inshallah. Seek out Laylatul Qadr, especially in all the odd nights. Sheikh Muhammad Zakaria, rahimahullah, used to say, a train driver or someone who works in the train station, okay, if he works nights because he gets paid more, he will stay awake the entire night. And me and you are going to get the entire reward for 83 years and 4 months and even more than that, because khayrun min alfi shahr. Okay, and we can't stay awake for these nights, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq, inshallah. And if you can, do as much as sujood as you can in these last 10 nights, because that is the closest you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make your dua in your sajda as well, as long as you make it in Arabic, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Brothers, sisters, inshallah, there's just the announcement in regards to the collection of a Darul Uloom. It's one of the biggest Darul, I think it's the biggest Darul Uloom in Bangladesh. Darul Uloom Mu'inul Islam, Hart Hazari, Chittagong. It has 8,000 students and 4,700 students are in the boarding. It has been established for the past 120 years, and the annual expense is, I think it says, £11 million. I think it says 11 million. So inshallah, they are here. Unfortunately, they don't have a card machine, but inshallah, whatever you can have, inshallah, whatever you can spare, inshallah. And then inshallah, the announcement in regards to if those brothers and sisters would like to donate for our huffaz who have led our taraweeh, inshallah, please do so to Brother Abdul Khaliq, and you can give to any member of the committee. You can also pay by card as well, because mashallah, nowadays, you know, everyone is going cashless. My personal opinion, you should not be doing everything on the card. This is what the West wants you to do. This is what they want you to do. In the next few years, they will become a cashless community, where you have absolutely no cash. Why? Because they want to monitor absolutely everything. I don't know if you know, I was speaking to a barrister a few days ago, and he said to me, if you are carrying now £1,000 in your pocket, £1,000, and the police stop you, they are able to confiscate the money from you until you don't give proof where that money came from. So they do not want you to keep absolutely any money. Why? So they can monitor your every financial movement. Because this is the plan of the Zionist. They want to control the political, economical, and the financial system of the world. They want to control everything. Why do you think they established the IMF? Do you know the current qarz and the, you know, mashallah, they say, three things you must be very careful. Qarz, marz, farz. Qarz, because it will cut you, your debt. Maraz, you know, when you start becoming ill, okay, you take your precautions. And fard, never miss a fard. So inshallah, if anyone would like to give by card, please inshallah, do donate inshallah. And they will be taking the collection.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونشكره على أنه خلقنا في الأمة المحمدية فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له جعل خير أمة الأمة المحمدية وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم الأولون السابقون من الأمة المحمدية يا أيها الصائمون، نحن في الأشهر الأخير، وهو أشهر العتق من النار الذي عرف نبينا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قدره، واجتهد والتمس فيها ليلة القدر حتى أبشر به، وحرض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمته على القيام فيها بقوله: من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. معشر المسلمين، إنها ليلة عظيمة كلها نور، فهي نورت بنور القرآن لما أنزل فيها، نور الملائكة، نور الروح الأمين، نور الإسلام، ونور الرحمة والمغفرة. تكشف فيها ظلمات الذنوب والآثام، وتختم بنور الفجر الذي تجلي الظلام. فأبشروا يا أمة الرسول بأن هذه الليلة من خصيصيات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا فتحروها بإيمان واحتساب في وتر العشر الأخير، وأكثروا من الأعمال الخير، فإن الحسنة فيها خير من ألف حسنة فيما سوى ذلك، لقول الله عز وجل: ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. اللهم ارزقنا هذه الليلة العظيمة من فضلك وكرمك يا حنان يا منان. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو، فاعف عنا يا كريم، ووفقنا للقيام فيها إيمانا واحتسابا، واكتب لنا فيها ما كتبته لعبادك الصالحين، ووفقنا فيها لما تحب وترضى. اللهم كن لنا واجعل لنا وأرضنا وارض عنا، آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى مخبرًا وآمرًا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أصحابي كلهم عدول، أصحابي كالنجوم، فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. وقال الله عز وجل: أولئك حزب الله، ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون، ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها، اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم، اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والأمان والسلامة والإيمان، اللهم فرج كربهم، اللهم اشف مرضاهم، اللهم ارحم وتقبل شهداءهم، اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم وأربط على قلوبهم، وكن لهم عونا ونصيرا يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم احفظ أطفال فلسطين، اللهم ارزقهم مستقبلا مشرفا، واجعلهم قادة صالحين يعملون لنصرة دينك يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى المبارك من الظلم والعدوان. اللهم خذ أعداءنا اليهود والنصارى، اللهم أهلكهم كما أهلكت عادا وثمود، اللهم اجعلهم مثلا وعبرة للآخرين. اللهم اجعل المسجد الأقصى آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، إنك رحيم كريم مجيب الدعوات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وهم وتم وعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please make sure you fill in these spaces in front of you. Inshallah, there's a lot of brothers waiting on the side. Inshallah, please allow them to come into the Sufuf, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله.